and support charity.
Are Aunt Rose's war stories true? You find her in the 1939 Register, a vast wartime document. Then delve deeper to discover everyday life during the Blitz. And right there on the eve of war, an unshakable auxiliary nurse, Aunt Rose, the home front heroine. Marking 80 years since victory in Europe, the 1939 Register is free to explore. Visit findmypast.co.uk/VE Day. Your family history understood. Terms and conditions apply.
Meet John.
Hello.
It's Friday night, and he's just dented his partner's new car. Now he's wondering if he can make a claim before she gets back home on Monday. Thankfully, John's got car insurance with Aviva. We're available for new claims around the clock, so John can sort this out right away. Telling your partner is up to you, though, John.
Darling?
Helping you put the pieces together to get you back on track. It takes Aviva. Get a quote today at aviva.co.uk.
You could be one of the millions of UK drivers who may be owed thousands in compensation. If you bought a car on finance from 2007 onwards, you may have been unfairly charged hidden commission payments. My Claim Group can help you check, even if you can't remember your car or lender details. Text CLAIM to 86688. My Claim Group is authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. Text CLAIM to 86688.
Claims made simple.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 6 o'clock, President Trump's sweeping tariffs on goods imported into the US, including a 10% tax on British products, have taken effect. There were further steep falls in financial markets in Asia, Europe and the US yesterday. Mr. Trump has told people to hang tough despite the market shock. David Smith, The Guardian's bureau chief in Washington, says it's unlikely the president will change his mind.
He's been writing on his social media website, you know, his policies will, never change, and writing, only the weak will fail. He seems absolutely determined to go through with this, even as the world threatens to unravel around him.
At least 18 people are known to have died in a Russian missile attack on the Ukrainian city of Kryvyi Rih. President Zelensky has confirmed at least 9 of the dead were children. Local officials say a ballistic missile hit a residential area yesterday. Residents have warned of a growing fire risk from the bin strike in Birmingham. The city council declared a major incident on Monday because of the impact of the walkout by the Unite Union. It's left thousands of tons of waste piled up in the streets. England's women have beaten Belgium 5-0 to top their Nations League group. Our reporter Zachary Hiscock was watching at Ashton Gate.
A routine win for England in the end as they put on a dominant display during this Nations League clash in Bristol. Serena Wiegmann's players never looked out of control throughout the entire match. They overpowered Belgium, who never had an answer to England's attacking display. Motivated on by the chance of a sold-out Ashton Gate, England's goals only got better and better.
Scotland went down 4-0 to Germany, Wales lost 2-1 to Denmark, and Northern Ireland were held to a 1-1 draw by Romania. Today's weather, any early cloud will clear to leave a dry day with plenty of sunshine. Feeling warm and breezy, a high of 20 Celsius. From Global's newsroom for Classic FM, I'm Thomas Watts.
This is Classic FM. From Global.
Good morning, I'm Sam Pittis. Big plans today or small plans? I quite like the idea of no plans at all. Nothing much ahead, anything is possible. Or you can just stay put in bed and enjoy the music.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
You're listening to Classic FM.
A peaceful start to Saturday. Venus, the bringer of peace from the planets by Holst, the National Youth Orchestra of Great Britain, Edward Gardner, directing. And before that, Music of the Night from The Phantom of the Opera by Andrew Lloyd Webber, Julian Lloyd Webber and the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, Barry Wordsworth conducting. I always spoil that by singing along. Morning to you. I'm Sam Pittis, very much enjoying the music on Classic FM. Hope you are too. Hope it's been a good week for you. It's a busy weekend of celebrations in my house. My daughter's birthday yesterday, my wife's birthday tomorrow. So busy cake making today. Second cake of the week, anyway. We'll have our Saturday smile very shortly, but if you're still tucked up in bed, we continue the relaxing start to the day. The aria from the Goldberg Variations, the music of Johann Sebastian Bach on Classic FM, performed by Lang Lang, who's actually got dates in London and Glasgow coming up this month. We heard from Andrew Lloyd Webber a moment ago and his brother, Julian Lloyd Webber, performing. Well, next, keeping it in the musical family, the music of their father, William Lloyd Webber.
This is Classic FM.
The music of Ennio Morricone, Lady Khalif, a film of the 1970s. The Czech National Symphony Orchestra conducted on that recording by Ennio Morricone, which followed Invocation by William Lloyd Webber, Sila Kanga and the City of London Symphonia performing on Classic FM, directed by Richard Hickox. Time for our Saturday Smile for Kate and Alex, who are looking forward to a day out with the family a bit later on. Your Saturday Smile for now is by Shostakovich.
Thank you.
The Romance from the Gadfly by Shostakovich, Chloe Hanslip and the London Symphony Orchestra, Paul Mann directing. Welcome to you, wherever you are, whatever you're up to. This morning, I'm Sam Pittis. Great to have you for music to start your Saturday. We'll hear from Saint-Saëns very shortly. A work he wrote really as a sort of light relief. He never wanted it published. He thought it would ruin his reputation. We'll go to the carnival with Saint-Saëns very shortly. But next, a truly stunning piece, one of my favourites as well. We're painting musical pictures with Borodin in a moment on Classic FM.
Classic FM.
In just a few weeks, we'll be lighting up the Royal Albert Hall for Classic FM Live.
Celebrating the greatest film music, and we'd love you to be there.
Every day next week, you could win tickets to our blockbuster concert on the 24th of April, along with £800 for travel and accommodation to make it extra special.
It's thanks to Viking, exploring all seven continents in comfort.
To win, listen to Alexander Armstrong every morning next week from 10.
Classic FM.
This spring, transform your home in a flash with Hillary's. Get up to 40% off hundreds of made-to-measure styles. Plus, in our flash event, get an extra 10% off everything until the 17th of April, including an extra 10% off all blinds, curtains, shutters and awnings in our sale. And with Hillary's, measuring and fitting is always included. Book your appointment today. Visit hillarys.co.uk. But be quick. Extra 10% off everything ends the 17th of April. Conditions apply.
Mind the doors. Stand clear of the doors, please.
It's Easter, and you know what that means. Your fridge is going to be as packed as a rush hour tube train. And with Easter epic deals going on at Currys, maybe you want to think about getting a new Samsung fridge freezer. You'll find huge savings on the Space Max range, which are the same size on the outside, but very cleverly, now bigger on the inside. So you can get, on average, an extra 3 bags of shopping in store and online, at Currys. Energy rating C to E.
Are Aunt Rose's war stories true? You find her in the 1939 Register, a vast wartime document. Then delve deeper to discover everyday life during the Blitz. And right there on the eve of war, an unshakable auxiliary nurse, Aunt Rose, the home front heroine. Marking 80 years since victory in Europe, the 1939 Register is free to explore. Visit findmypast.co.uk/VEday. Your family history understood. Terms and conditions apply.
Mickey could try to sell his car privately. Or get it sold today with We Buy Any Car. He could spend days on end trying to sell to a bunch of time wasters. Or sell in a flash and head to the fun fair with the kids. Proper gutted. Or proper impressed. To get a quote in 30 seconds, enter your reg number now at webuyanycar.com.
Angela Rippon, what are you doing here?
I've come to tell you about using energy flexibly, Albert.
Flexibly?
Yes, smart meter owners could get rewarded for moving their energy use, like doing the laundry at off-peak times.
So I don't need to do the splits?
No, Albert. Nobody wants to see that.
Get rewarded for using energy flexibly, only with a smart meter. Search Get a Smart Meter today.
Eligibility and availability vary. Consumer action required. Reward schemes and tariffs available to selected customers from selected suppliers.
I think it was 1998 when my savings fell asleep. Since then, they've sat in the same account, earning half what they could. But this year, I found Flagstone. With their savings platform, I can open multiple high-interest accounts from over 60 banks, all in one place, with one password. Now, it's easy to manage my cash and watch it rise. Wake up your cash today with Flagstone's savings platform. Flagstone, where savings never sleep. Terms and minimum deposits apply. Search Flagstone.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
Classic FM.
The Serenade from the Wand of Youth Suite No. 1 by Elgar. Music drawn from pieces that he'd written as a boy. The Ulster Orchestra, conducted by Bryden Thompson. And before that, it is truly wonderful, isn't it? In the Steppes of Central Asia by Borodin. The Gothenburg Symphony Orchestra, Naima Yervi, conducting. Tim Liore is with you very shortly from 7 for music to get your day started. But before that, a prelude to your day, courtesy of Debussy. A prelude by Debussy, performed by Vikinger Ulfsson on Classic FM. One of my favourite things about Classic FM is how we can program music together from composers who perhaps weren't quite so keen on each other. Tchaikovsky and Brahms, for example, they liked each other, but not necessarily each other's music. Brahms and Wagner, that's a bigger story. And how about Debussy and Saint-Saëns? Debussy could be cutting when he wanted to, but so could Saint-Saëns. Saint-Saëns described Debussy as lacking style, logic and common sense. And Debussy, for his part, says, "I have a horror of sentimentality and can't forget that its name is Saint-Saëns." Well, this morning on Classic FM, they make strange bedfellows. They sit together, I think, actually rather nicely. Debussy first, and this is Saint-Saëns and the Carnival of the Animals. Misha Maisky and the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra performing The Swan from The Carnival of the Animals by Saint-Saëns. I'll be back with you same time tomorrow. Now, whatever you've got planned today, whether it's a big day and you need some musical encouragement, a sort of soundtrack to maybe a bit of DIY or lots of jobs to do, or if you're just putting your feet up and that's the way you intend to stay, all bases are covered with great music with Tim Leoro. To get your day started, Tim's with you after the Classic FM news.
Classic FM.
The following message is brought to you by Airbnb.
Italy or Spain? That's a big decision I've got to make before our long-awaited family holiday in the summer. Of course, the weather should be gorgeous in both, but top of my list is lots of water activities to keep the children happy so I can simply relax and read a book. And while I'm away, I'm thinking about hosting my own home on Airbnb. In the past, when I've been busy travelling for work, I didn't always have the extra help to make hosting work. But now, with the new co-host network, it's easier than ever to get started. From managing reservations and handling the day-to-day tasks to welcoming guests, a co-host on Airbnb can do it all for you, which means I can fully relax and focus on turning the pages of my gripping beach read. Knowing your home and your guests are being looked after while you're away is a huge plus. Find a co-host at airbnb.co.uk/host.
This Easter at Lidl, treat yourself to our Good Housekeeping Institute taste-approved deluxe triple chocolate or classic hot cross buns. And we've got prices to butter you up. Get a pack of four for just £1.09. Now that's big on quality and always Lidl on price.
GB only, subject to availability.
Do you ever feel like getting back under your duvet in the middle of the day? Ferroglobin is a great-tasting liquid formula with iron, which contributes to the reduction of tiredness and fatigue and normal formation of haemoglobin. Ferroglobin from Vitabiotics at Boots, pharmacies and vitabiotics.com.
This is the call of the chiff-chaff. This is the call of the willow warbler. Hear the difference? Thankfully, some things are obvious. Like choosing Interactive Investor for your ISA and personal pension. With 30 years' experience, over 430,000 customers, and a rating of excellent on Trustpilot, the choice is obvious. Search Interactive Investor. Investment values can go down as well as up. You could get back less than you invest.
Get that holiday booked feeling at Matalan. There's 15% off holiday shop, including swimwear, beachwear, summer fashion, selected luggage and selected brands too. Just in time for the half-term holidays. Shop in-store and online at matalan.co.uk while stocks and the sun last. T's and C's apply.
Mind the doors. Stand clear of the doors, please.
It's Easter, and you know what that means. Your fridge is going to be as packed as a rush hour tube train. And with Easter epic deals going on at Currys, maybe you want to think about getting a new Samsung fridge freezer. You'll find huge savings on the Space Max range, which are the same size on the outside, but very cleverly, now bigger on the inside. So you can get, on average, an extra 3 bags of shopping in store and online, at Currys. Energy rating C to E.
This is Classic FM. With the latest news. Next.
Hello, you've caught me at the hairdresser's getting business advice with my friend Deborah Meaden.
Well, Einstein, staying on top of your numbers is crucial.
Indeed. And a smart meter can help you track your energy use and costs over time, so you can trim and adjust.
Meaning more control of your business budgeting.
Join the 9 out of 10 small business owners happy with their smart meter. Search Get a Smart Meter. Eligibility may vary. Consumer action required. 93% of small businesses surveyed in 2024 were happy.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 7 o'clock. President Trump's 10% tariff on imports of goods from the UK has now taken effect. His tariff announcement has led to multi-trillion dollar losses on financial markets in Asia, Europe and the US. Much higher levies on China, the EU, Japan, among about 60 other nations, will come into force next Wednesday. Republican strategist Angie Wong says Americans are prepared for short-term pain.
It's going to be a painful moment for everybody, including our markets who have reacted yesterday. And we all expected that. All of this has been thought through. This is not just hey, let's just throw everything against the wall and see what happens.
The Deputy Prime Minister, Angela Rayner, has told Classic FM she is determined to meet England's house-building target. That's despite concerns about the impact of Donald Trump's tariffs on the UK's construction sector. Labour wants to build 1.5 million new homes before the next election. Angela Rayner was asked if that's still a realistic prospect.
Absolutely, yeah. I'm absolutely determined to hit it. And look, 1.5 million homes, it is a stretched target, but it's not going to solve the housing crisis. We have to keep building homes into the future. And working with local communities, the new mandatory housing targets will mean we will meet that target.
At least 18 people have been killed in a Russian strike in central Ukraine. It hit a residential area of Kryvyi Rih, President Zelensky's home city, yesterday. Residents have warned of a growing fire risk from the bin strike in Birmingham. The city council declared a major incident on Monday because of the impact of the walkout by refuse collectors. It's the biggest day of the racing calendar as I Am Maximus returns to Aintree to defend the Grand National title. Iroko, Stumptown and Intense Raffles are among the early favourites to deny him back-to-back victories. A maximum field of 34 horses will run today in an effort.